A Sleep Story by Catherine Buxton. I'd like to invite you to settle your body and feel as comfortable as you can. Now take three deep breaths in and a longer breath out. You can take one or two normal breaths in between. But as you slowly breathe out, have a sense of your body just letting go. Letting go of tension, letting go of your day. Notice how on the out breath the shoulders naturally drop. Allow that natural drop to soften your whole body as you simply let go. Starting with your toes and your feet, tense them for 5 seconds and then let go. With your legs, your calf muscles, your strong thigh muscles, tense them for 5 seconds and then let go. With your buttocks and your torso, tensing the stomach, tensing your back, tense for 5 seconds and then let go. Tensing your arms and your hands in fists. Tense, tense for 5 seconds and then let go. Tensing your head, your shoulders, your neck. Tense, tense the muscles for 5 seconds and then let go. Letting go of tension. Letting go of all that happened today, allowing your mind and your body to simply rest. Now I'd like you to imagine that you're standing on a hill and stretched out before you is the sea. This is a safe and comfortable place. You know it well, and it holds precious, tender memories for you. The sky is blue, with small fluffy clouds resting against the vastness. Ocean is smooth and calm. The sun is shining and you feel warm and relaxed. This is a good place. You slowly turn and make your way down the hill, following a well-worn path. The grass either side of the path is long as your waist, and dotted with colourful wildflowers. You stretch out your arms so that the tops of your fingers glide along the tips of the grass. You smile at the light, ticklish sensation. Stopping for a while, you look at the wildflowers, noticing bees busily moving between them. hearing the soft hum of the insects lazily buzzing in the warmth of a summer's afternoon. Seagulls are drifting high in the sky, and you can smell the unmistakable aroma of sand and sea. You follow the path down the hill to the beach. You notice that you are alone, but this is a place you know well, and you feel safe. You allow your feet to gently sink into the soft, warm sand, and you simply stand and look around you, taking in the still ocean, the glowing sand, and the shape and curve of the beach. You feel secure and relaxed. You walk down to the water's edge, feeling the sand getting firmer beneath your feet. The sea is gently lapping at your toes. The cold feels delicious, and you edge forward a little until your whole foot is submerged beneath the crystal clear water. You watch as your toes and your feet slowly sink into the wet sand. You let out a long, contented sigh. Walking slowly back up the beach, you wander along the shoreline. Looking down, you see driftwood and seaweed, and you look out for shells. One catches your eye. You pick it up and study it, marvelling at its delicacy and intricate patterns. This is one to keep, a reminder of a perfect summer's afternoon. Finding a comfortable, secure spot, you lay down on the warm sand, staring up at the sky and the soft, fluffy clouds that subtly shift and move, dissolving and merging, dissolving and merging. You can make out faces and shapes. You close your eyes, feeling utterly peaceful. You can hear the soft rhythm of the sea gently lapping the shoreline, coming in and going out, coming in and going out. Your breath follows this rhythm. You breathe with the sea, at one with the ocean, in, In, when you awake, the sun has set and the moon has risen, casting magical slivers of silvery light across the ocean. Slowly you rise, dusting off the sand, stretching out your relaxed body. You make your way to the path up the hill. In the distance, you see the house you are staying in. There are soft golden lights shining from the windows. You hear the voices and laughter of people you love. Smile, touching the shell in your pocket and saying a fond farewell to the sea. You wander back home.